Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And I mentioned this last week here for a couple of Sundays. We've been online only at the Delaware campus. So on May 7th, May 14th, we were online. This coming Sunday on the 21st, we're back in person. So I'm grateful for that. We're expanding our facility and facility expansion is almost done. So super grateful to be able to be meeting back in person this Sunday. But I was not teaching the last two Sundays. And so I'm actually just sharing a little bit from my own devotional time. Been going through the Old Testament, and I'm still in 1 Kings, and recently read through 1 Kings 12 and 13. And man, honestly, a lot of sadness there, and also some really important lessons, I think, for us. So 1 Kings 12, 13 talks about the transition. So David has died, then Solomon, his son, becomes king. Solomon's life in some ways is kind of tragic. He turns away from the Lord in his later years, and then he has a son, Rehoboam. Some people call it Rehoboam. There's also another guy named Jeroboam. Some people say Jeroboam. I'm going to say Jeroboam and Rehoboam. But his son, Rehoboam, comes to the throne and decides to try to continue the policies of his father, Solomon. And he's pretty harsh with the people. He says, I'm going to put you guys through some pretty hard labor. And the people rebel against him. Only the people of Judah stay with Rehoboam. And all the other tribes of the northern, what becomes the northern kingdom, go with this guy named Jeroboam, who was a servant of Solomon's that God raised up. And he tells, God comes to Jeroboam and says, Jeroboam, I'm going to put you on the throne. I'm going to give you all of these tribes, 10 tribes of Israel, and I'm going to make you king. And he gives him this promise. Very similar to the promise that he made to David. He says, I'm going to give you a house. I'm going to establish your name and your house if you will just be faithful to me, and you and your sons after you, if they will be faithful to me. I'm going to build you this house. It's an incredible promise. And what happens is Jeroboam becomes king of the northern kingdom, and almost immediately he makes a terrible decision that's really rooted in fear. And so what happens is he sees that Jerusalem and the temple are still down in Judah in the southern kingdom, where Rehoboam is still king. And he thinks to himself, man, all the people of my kingdom, of the northern kingdom, are going to have to go back to Jerusalem to worship there. And surely their hearts are going to be drawn away. They're going to go back to Jerusalem where Rehoboam's king, and their hearts are going to be turned back to Rehoboam. And they'll probably rebel against me and oust me as king. And they'll go back to the southern kingdom. And so he begins to scheme and plot of, man, I need to build some houses of worship here in the northern kingdom. And so he builds these two houses of worship at Bethel and at Dan, and he puts golden calves there, and he says, behold, right, the gods. It's kind of strangely reminiscent of the experience in the Exodus experience where they, you know, built the golden calf and worshiped it while Moses was on the mountain. But he builds these golden calves and says, right, these are your gods. Let's worship here. So he wants to keep his people there in the northern kingdom because he's afraid that they're going to turn away from him. And as I read it, I thought, man, how tragic that, because this moment, actually, Jeroboam from here on out, he really turns away from the Lord and he ends up losing the kingdom. The very thing he was trying to avoid in the first place ends up happening. And nowhere in the process does it say that he ever seeks the Lord. The Lord is the one who gave him the kingdom. The Lord is the one who raised him up. The Lord is the one who made this promise to him. And then he gets on the throne and begins to get fearful of, wait, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if this happens? And frankly, I've seen this in my own life where, you know, you're sitting there and this is kind of the enemy's playground. You're in your own head, and maybe the problems are real. Maybe they're just perceived. But instead of going to prayer and saying, Lord, what do you want to do about this? What do you want me to do about this? God, is this a real problem? Help me to see this from your perspective. What should I do? He begins to scheme and plot around, you know, how can I solve this in my own strength? And it leads to his demise. And the very thing that he was trying to avoid, losing the kingdom, ends up being what happens in the first place. And I just think it's a very good lesson for us that when the fears rise up, when those moments come in life where we're looking at, again, maybe a real problem, maybe a perceived problem, our first response should be to go to our Heavenly Father, to go to the Lord, the one who has made such good promises to us, the one who has shown and demonstrated his love for us through his son, Jesus. Jesus, who also said he's building a house with many rooms and he's preparing a place for us. We can trust him. He's good. And we go to him and say, Lord, help me to see this situation through your eyes. What is it you want me to do? Because I want to act in faith. I want to proceed wisely in faith, trusting you, not in fear, trying to solve this situation in my own strength. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, we read these Old Testament stories and we see a whole lot of ourselves reflected in them, if we're honest. God, I read this story of Jeroboam and the fear and trying to solve it all. And God, I see myself, that temptation, Father, to try to say, no, I can figure this out. And sometimes they're just perceived problems, God. It's just giving into that fear. God, help us. Help us to proceed from faith. Help us to trust you and to stand on your promises. You're a good God and a good Father. Lord, we love you. We thank you for Jesus. Help us to be led by your Holy Spirit. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.